Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 951, Dhata, which is derived from the root, which means to put, to grant, to produce, or to bear. Common meanings of the name are God, Brahma, Father, one who contains or bears in this sense of holding, or protects, or creates, or builds. So in that sense, you can see it's similar to Adhara Nilaya, the previous name, name 950, that he is the abode of those who are the upholders. This name appeared previously, way back at name 43, in which Parashara Bhatta gave the meaning the creator, taken from the dha, meaning to produce, taking it to mean to produce, so the creator of the universe. That's been elaborately discussed previously. And for the current instance of this name, Dhata, Parashara Bhatta gives the meaning that he who supports and sustains, who nourishes the universe. Dha, he takes him in, dhara, poshanayoscha, poshana, nourish, sustain. And Parashara Bhatta explains that he's called Dhata because he practices dharma very strictly. And in this way, he's the best preceptor of dharma. And in this way, he supports the universe. Parashara Bhatta in this regard quotes Lord Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita. Name partharsti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam varta eva chakarmani. Krishna tells Arjuna, there's nothing for me to do in all the worlds. I'm not bound by any duty. I have nothing to gain, nothing to get, yet I go on working. And he explains this in the following verses from Gita. He does his work, his self-appointed work, to set an example to others. Because if he didn't do, then everyone else would stop working, and then the whole universe would fall into chaos. Another way this can be understood is that he is the sustainer and supporter of the earth, of the universe, through his teachings in the form of the Vedas, the Gita, etc. Otherwise, what would be the use of the universe? The dharma is that which sustains. And the sustainer of dharma is Bhagavan, Vishnu. And he sustains dharma by giving his teachings. That's one way. And another way is by himself setting the example of dharma for others to follow. And in this way, he supports the universe. Otherwise, it just falls into chaos. How does he do this? How does he give his instructions? Well, the Vedas are manifested from the beginning of the universe. Particularly, he spoke Bhagavad Gita personally and explains various means to practice dharma, which are all ultimately meant to attain him by karma, jnana, yoga, and ultimately bhakti. He personally enacts these principles. He acts, especially in his Vasudev form outside of Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan he is Lila Purushottam. He's simply enjoying without having to follow any rules. Of course, he doesn't have to follow any rules even when he's outside Vrindavan, but he does do to set an example. to set an example and to enjoy his pastimes as the Dwarakadhish, the prince of Dwaraka. Otherwise, just like he does a lot of fighting, kills a lot of demons, he engages as a kshatriya in fighting. But if it's just a bloody, bestial free-for-all like fighting is nowadays, with bombing civilians and snipers and all this kind of thing, well, there's no real fun in that. It's not that you can feel a sense of righteous victory if you just ambush people and blow them up, blow up citizens. So he personally enacts these principles. He conducts himself in a manner that others can observe him and follow his example. Ramavatar, especially, was the embodiment of righteousness. He's Maryada Purushottam. Krishna is Lila Purushottam. In his Vrindavan pastimes especially, he enjoys in a manner apparently discordant with the principles of dharma. Actually, it's not, but without understanding the deep purpose and the tattvas, the siddhanta, that Krishna was dancing with the gopis who were superficially others' wives, but actually they're all his eternal shaktis, his eternal energies. It's a big discussion. I already did this. Which name was that? I don't remember. I gave about 50 talks on one name. I just don't remember. Is that explaining how Krishna is not immoral? Rama shows the proper dharma of how to be obedient toward the parents, even his co-mother, not even his biological mother, or personal mother, Kaikeyi. She behaved abominably toward him, but he always respected her as mother and instructed others to do so, Lakshman and others, to not feel any rancor against her. So he was obedient toward his parents, protective and compassionate toward the weak, very affectionate toward his brothers and his devotees and all the citizens of Ayodhya, and the destroyer of the wicked. So that's also an aspect of dharma. Rama manifested all the qualities of a noble kshatriya, king. And so both through his instructions and particularly through his conduct, Rama supports the whole world. He makes everyone, he inspires everyone, induces everyone to act in a manner conducive with dharma, which is most favorable for the condition of the world. People may wonder, why is the world such a mess? The basic reason is because people don't follow dharma. India was Bharat, now they want to call it good, was such an opulent country that people were coming long distance from Europe to, first of all, to do trade, and because the culture of Bharat is to welcome people, guests, with an open hand, and there was a culture of dharma, so they weren't prepared for the trickery and the knavery and the deceitfulness of the Muslim fighters and the Europeans' trading techniques and everything, so they became subdued. Otherwise, India was fabulously prosperous by following dharma. So Dhata means who protects and supports the universe. Particularly, he protects and supports his devotees. This has been covered in the previous name, Adhara Nilaya. He is the support of the demigods in particular, and of the devotees for whom this universe, the purpose of the universe is really fulfilled by those who directly worship Krishna, even more than those who follow dharma at some standard. But particularly those who are his devotees, they really fulfill the purpose of the universe, which is to recover those who have gone away from him and bring them back to Godhead, and those who take up devotional service, bhakti yoga, they are fulfilling the purpose of the universe, in as much as there's no real point from Krishna's perspective to have a universe unless people can, to have a material world, unless people are shown the way to come out of it. So those who take up devotional service to him do so. In the earlier occurrence of this name, Shankara and Satyadeva Vashishta gives the meaning that Bhagavan supports the earth, physically holds it up in the form of Ananta. And we've been through the name Ananta. Now we're getting toward the end of Vishnu Sahasranam, so there is quite a bit of overlap. So I've been through Ananta, but I just wanted to quote from the Bhagavatam another verse, which, as far as I remember, I didn't quote before, which gives the meaning of the name Ananta, or another meaning of the name Ananta. This is Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text 37. Kshityadi biresha kilavrita saptabir dasha guno tarayar andakoshaha yatra patatyanu kalpa sahanda koti koti bistad anantaha. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Every universe is covered by seven layers. Every universe. We're talking about him being the support of the universe. The universes, the different brahmandas. It's Ananta. It's beyond our ability to conceive of how big is the material creation. Prabhupada's translation. Every universe is covered by seven layers. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, the total energy, and false ego. Each 10 times greater than the previous one. There are innumerable universes besides this one. And although they are unlimitedly large from our perspective, they move about like atoms within you. Can you imagine the atoms moving in our body? We're not even conscious of them. They're so small, but there are so many universes in the body of Bhagavan, or moving Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagada Vyakta Murtina. All the universes are the manifestation of the Supreme Lord, his universal form. So there's so many universes. It's just like, how many atoms are within our body? It's practically uncountable. Probably the scientists could put some number on it. So like there's so many universes moving like atoms within the body of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, to finish this translation, therefore you are called unlimited Ananta. We can't conceive of how big even our universe, which happens to be the smallest universe, how big it is, because the vast expanse of space in which the manifestation is there, of the planets and the dvipas, that's huge, and then that's covered by a layer of earth, and then 10 times bigger than that is a layer of water, 10 times bigger than that, and we're getting something like the one what is that, 2 grains of wheat on the first square of the chessboard, then 4 on the next, then 16, and then 256. You all know that, presumably you all know that, that one man asked from the king, you can give me some grain. How much do you want? Well, take a chessboard with 64 squares. On the first one, two, then on the next one, 2 times 2, 4. Next time one, 4 times 4, 16. Next one, 16 times 16, 256. And the king said, you just want a few grains? 2 plus 4 plus 16 plus 250. But then he didn't realize that by multiplying the number by itself, by the time you get to 64, the 64th square, then that's more grains than ever has been produced in the whole universe, in the whole history of the universe. So we can't imagine how small we are and how big he is. Therefore, he is called Ananta. In this occurrence of the name, Shankara gives the reading not dhata but adhata. Adhata, which means non-support. He has no support other than himself. Recently, in the name 943, Bhurbhuva, we had the same discussion that no one supports him, he supports himself. Around name 951, we just had a few names ago, 943. There's no one to control him or to command him. He's on top. Go up, 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 look higher, higher, higher. Who's on top? Krishna. He's the supreme controller of all. He is the law. He is everything. Yet he is separate from it. For this name, Shankaracharya gives an alternative understanding based on the root dhet, pane, to drink. He who drinks all the beings in the worlds during the time of the universal destruction. Or, taking the same idea of drinking, it can be at the time of creation, he drinks the darkness of the time of destruction in order to restart the creation. Another beautiful understanding, Svanandang Pibati Iti Dhata. He drinks the bliss of being himself. He's drunken in happiness on his own, the happiness of being himself. That's really nice. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a similar meaning, or based on the understanding that he's a drinker. He's a drinker. Being a drinker, generally, that's not considered very good. A drunkard, drinking alcohol. So, Krishna is a drinker. He drinks the nectar of the gopis. Clever words, their beautiful smiles, their seductive glances from the side of their eyes, and so on. He drinks that nectar. He drinks the nectar of being himself, and he drinks the nectar of everything connected with the gopis. Near the beginning of this short talk, I gave the Brahma is also called Dhata, but Vishnu can be called Dhata inasmuch as he is the indweller, antaryami of four-faced Brahma. He is the one who makes Brahma, Brahma. Brahma is part of him. Brahma is only meant for serving him. So Brahma is part of his creation, he is part of him, according, well, especially if that's taken according to the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya understanding of Sharira Shariri Bhav, that everything is, everything except the Supreme Lord is, of course, there is nothing separate from him, but it's everything perceived as separate from him is his body. So in that way, Brahma is part of his body. Dhata can also be taken to mean dhate, to put, to place something, to keep something. So, yagye dhana adikam svodare dhate iti dhata. The grains offered in sacrifices, throwing grains in the fire, what happens to them? Now, the idea is that he eats them. So he keeps the grains offered in sacrifice in his stomach, and therefore he's called Data. Then he keeps, what else does he keep? He keeps the sun and everything else, the luminaries in the sky, in the universe, he keeps them in their particular orbits and supports them, preserves them there. Yat chakshur esha savita sakala graharnam raja samasta sura murti rashesha tejaha yat yagya brahmati sambhrita kala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma said, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Krishna, who is the original person, and under whose order the sun, which is the king of all the planets, is assuming immense power and heat, ashesha tejaha, unlimited potency. The sun represents the eye of the Lord and traverses its orbit in obedience to his order. That's the point. The sun traverses its orbit in obedience to his order. So that's dhata. Vantakalpa tarubhyas charkipa sindhubhya vichapatita.